I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, Mark Evans and I chat with Abigail Weitch, who is the Assistant Vice President for Campus Wellbeing at NMU, about some activities happening this week.
The next few days at NMU are going to be very exciting. We have several events planned surrounding President Testman's investiture, which will happen on Friday afternoon. And the events are really a representation of Dr. Testman's values and what he brings to NMU, including his support for campus well-being, the well-being of our students and all of our campus community.
Tell us a little bit about it. When we hear the term well-being, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, well, at NMU, we're talking about the attentive and intentional care of the whole person, including our students and all of our campus community members. And when we say whole person, we're talking about lots of different dimensions of health, not just the physical health perspective, but also that psychological or mental health piece, but also social health and all the things that go along with that.
So you have a dedication actually coming up of a center for this. Tell us about what's coming up.
That's right. We have a brand new, beautiful facility that off of Lincoln Avenue called our Wellbeing Center, and it brings together both our campus counseling center and our health center. And again, that's a representation of that holistic perspective of well-being.
When is this happening?
So tomorrow at 11, we'll have our formal dedication ceremony, but then from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, we're having our open house where we're inviting students in the campus community to come tour the facility, and we'll have door prizes and snacks, and the wild pups will be there, because we really want folks to get comfortable with the facility, get to see the faces of the folks who work on campus, so if and when they ever need the services provided at the Wellbeing Center, they'll be comfortable showing up.
And that's one of the keys here too, is, you know, if you are familiar with the center, familiar with the people, it makes yourself a lot easier to maybe reach out, whereas years ago there was stigma attached to all of that, and that's not quite there. And it's still there to a certain degree, but not like it was.
That's right. And that's one of the reasons we have the Wellbeing Center where it is, with such a prominence, so people can see it, but then it's also very accessible, right? We have plenty of parking. Students are right there. It's near the residential areas, near the woods and the dining, Northern Lights dining facility. And it's really just about anytime, because all of us, you know, need help at different times in our lives, especially during the college years.
And that's the next question. Is this faculty and students?
The health center serves faculty, staff, students, as well as retirees. The counseling center is specifically for our students.
Okay. Abigail, this is all driven by a particular concept. Can you tell us what is sort of the driving factor behind all of this?
Sure. Last April, NMU signed on to the Okanagan Charter, which is an international charter that institutions of higher ed commit to embedding holistic health, holistic well-being in all aspects of campus culture. We were the 17th university in the United States to sign on to this charter.
And this is kind of the blueprint, or at least the driving program that is making these things happen at NMU, isn't it? How's that all working?
That's right. It's working really well. We're in the beginning stages of this, but things like the new Wellbeing Center are evidence that this is the goal we're working towards, bringing folks together and taking this holistic perspective on well-being. And we're really trying to model ourselves after some other universities that are leaders in this area.
It seems like it's something that people are acclimating to and getting used to now, but it's bringing on certain things. Like, you have some other events that are coming up where people can maybe find out a little bit more about this way of thinking, including a panel discussion. Tell me about that.
That's right. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., we're having some guests from University of Michigan, Ferris State University, and Grand Valley State University, who have several of whom who have adopted the charter already, and they're going to come talk to us about how that's working at their university, so we can take their ideas and use them here at NMU.
Where's that happening at, that it's going on? Is it an online meeting, or is it in person?
It's in person. Okay. It will be at the Northern Center in the Peninsula 2 room.
And you have an event coming up on Saturday that's a little bit different, too, in terms of the investiture, the formal installing of Brock Tessman as the university president coming up on Saturday. What's happening there?
That's right. We're having a fun run walk that will be happening. Registration starts at 9 a.m. that morning, and then the it's a fun run and walk. I'm tempted to call it a race, but it's really a non-competitive event. It's something for everybody to come out and enjoy. There'll be a 5K run walk and then also a 1 mile fun walk.
If people have questions, they want to find out more about the charter, maybe some of the other programs, what's a good place to find that out?
They can go to our well-being website, which is nmu.edu/well-being.
That's Abigail Weitsch, the Assistant Vice President for Campus Well-Being at Northern Michigan University. For Wildcat Wednesday, on Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.